Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nielsen. One man is dead and nine others are hurt after a mass shooting erupts on Jefferson Street in Nashville following the Tennessee State University homecoming festivities. Metro Nashville police say two groups exchanged shots across the street. They believe the groups were targeting each other. Metro Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron says bystanders, including children, were caught in the crossfire.
We can tell from the shell casings that there were gunshots from one side of the street and then on the other side of the street. The crowd from earlier in the day had begun to thin out, but the parking lots were still full. Jefferson Street had been reopened about 20 minutes prior to the shooting taking place. As a result of the gunfire, we have 10 victims. The 24-year-old is deceased. We are confident that at least one of the persons who is at a local hospital was involved in the actual gunfire, was shooting, had a gun.
Police confirmed that the deceased is 24-year-old Von Quay Johnson. Three children were among the injured, a 12-year-old and two 14-year-olds. All are expected to survive. Other victims, ranging in age from 30 to 55, suffered wounds from grazes to critical injuries. A 55-year-old woman underwent surgery and remains in critical condition. Police have not yet confirmed how many shooters were involved, but they recovered a handgun at the scene and suspect additional handguns were used. At least 30 shell casings were found. Surveillance footage is under review, and detectives are interviewing the victims who are able to talk right now. Police say that the presence of law enforcement throughout the event makes the outbreak of violence especially unexpected. The Nashville Fire Department provided immediate aid. Many used belts as makeshift tourniquets for the wounded. An NFD spokeswoman says, quote, the innocence in this event was taken away and lives were endangered. Firefighters and officers initially thought the shots were fireworks until they realized what was happening. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell condemns the incident, calling it a, quote, senseless act of violence. He tweets, quote, what was a joyous atmosphere is tonight very different because of a senseless act of violence carried out by people who didn't care who else might be caught in the crossfire.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A trip meant to be a joyful reunion instead turns into a nightmare for a Washington State family. Patricia Jimmerfield, who was living in Vancouver, was found strangled in her home just hours after her daughter, Stephanie Ayersman, landed at a nearby airport. Ayersman, who had been texting with her mother just before leaving Phoenix, became increasingly worried when Jimmerfield did not respond to her messages or answer her calls upon landing at the Portland International Airport. Unable to reach her mom, Ayersman contacted her aunt, who rushed to Jimmerfield's home in the Lakeshore area of Vancouver. There she found the unthinkable, the 78-year-old, lying lifeless on the floor. Stephanie spoke to KOIN 6 News.
I want to know who killed my mom because she took my rock.
The Clark County Medical Examiner's Office determined that Jimmerfield had been strangled with either a wire or cord, according to reports. Adding to the mystery, there were no signs of forced entry to the residence either. Ayersman, understandably distraught and searching for answers, believes her mother was targeted. A chilling detail further complicates the case. Jimmerfield's home had been broken into just the day before her murder. The retired nurse had filed a fraud report that very morning after noticing her wallet missing and unusual bank charges appearing on her account. Investigators are now working to determine if the robbery is connected to the brutal murder. The Clark County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating the homicide. They have not yet identified any suspects.
I'm Nicole Parton. In California, a jury found a man guilty for the murder of his girlfriend, who had disappeared last December. Alice Alex Herman, 61, disappeared from her home in California after her remains were found. Her boyfriend, musician Theobald Theo Lingle, was arrested for her murder. Prosecutors say it was a three-hour-long audio recording of Herman pleading for her life that sealed the fate of the suspect.
I don't see how you could listen to something like that. What was being spoken by the defendant, the words he was using, the tone of it, the frankly sort of banal nature of this argument that led up to it, and not come to the conclusion that we always believe was correct, which was first-degree murder.
It's unclear if the recording on the victim's phone was taken intentionally, but it was very revealing. During that recording, the jury had the opportunity to hear the woman say that she wanted to stay in while her boyfriend insisted she join him out for an evening.
At one point, he threatens Herman, saying, "I could mash your F brain." Over the next 2 hours, similar threats can be heard one after the other. As the woman pleads for mercy, the man can be heard saying, "Do you want to live or do you want to die?" Herman can be heard saying the word "stop" 53 times. The woman seems to try to bite the man to escape, at which point he says, "You're going to die right now. Are you ready?" "How do you want to die?" he said. "By blunt force trauma or something else? Or maybe I should choke you to death." A few moments later, the woman's voice begins to weaken. Alex Herman was an accomplished scientist and a musician. According to her obituary, she is remembered as a rock star, a rock scientist, a brain surgeon, a master at martial arts, and a finance wizard. Herman enrolled in college at the age of 16 and went on to get her PhD in neuroscience, landing a job with NASA. The suspect is a founding member of a jazz rock band, Mr. Bungle, where he played saxophone and piano. He is scheduled for sentencing next month. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.